Hello.
Hey, Engulf, how are you?
Pretty fine, thank you.
Jeff, nice to see you back in the stupid situation
Hi
over.
there, hi there. Yeah, I'm digging out of 6 weeks of not being allowed to work, so
Right.
it's very strange.
I can't imagine.
I could have used a 6 week vacation, but not this kind. So,
Right.
yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you're back for
Certainly,
all the
certainly
reasons.
weird circumstances,
Yes,
anyway.
indeed.
Hi. Sorry, I was talking away into the wrong microphone. Sorry for being late. How's everybody doing?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Good Monday.
I tried to remember what happened with the scribe, and I remember that Maccabee couldn't do it during licensing, so I think you do it today.
Yep, I'm on it.
Okay, great. All right. Okay, do you have anything from CC?
No meeting this week.
And Christy, do you have anything from CC?
From the PC, I have news that Todd actually posted in the Slack channel that the decision record for the updated support period was approved. They haven't actually updated their decision log, but I saw that Julian posted in the Slack channel asking them to do that. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to do this piece of it, so I did update the decision record to indicate that it was approved and the date it was approved by the PC. And I'm not sure what next steps are there, if anything. And if I should be doing anything else to wrap that up.
Okay, and I did leave the support decision in the agenda later on so we can talk about it again there.
Okay, thanks.
RMS group, business as usual. There are CSPs coming up for Ramson's and Sunflower. RMB modules are being updated. They're trying to get the NLS work into the Sunflower CSP, and that will add the property for the linked data source URI. It's a new property, so even though it's getting added into the CSP late, they're going to keep going with testing. Anything from security?
No business as usual.
And then I don't think we have Craig. Does anybody else have early adopter commentary? Okay. And then community-driven development. I haven't seen anything in a while.
Same.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if I had been dropped off the meetings or what. Okay. So nothing to report there. All right. Upcoming meetings. This environmental variables management was already on here, so I left it on here. Is that what we should have there? Is that needed?
Yeah, that's what we should have.
Okay, great.
If we finish early today, we could continue it and round that out in this meeting.
Okay, we might be able to do that because I don't think we have a lot on. And then I left a regular meeting for next Monday, but I think we should cancel Wednesday I think we'll be missing a lot of Americans if we don't. Does that sound right? You'll be missing me. I can say that much. Okay. Well, nobody's objecting, so let's assume we'll cancel next Wednesday. At the very least, give people an hour back before they are out. Okay, so I think we can hold off on scheduling out farther than that unless there's something that comes up that's urgent. It's rare to have people object to canceling a meeting. It's true. It's like the kid who really wants, a test to prove that they know. Okay, so nothing on the TCR board. Existing module evaluation. Do we need any updates from here? It's okay if not.
Not
I'm
for
just
me.
fine. All right. Subgroup updates. Okay. I just want to skip down to licensing. So I know we approved a bunch of things on Wednesday. Is this group complete? Or
No, but almost. We TC approved merging some PRs, which we've done. But we do have to have one, maybe two more meetings just to wrap up some of the other action items that came out of last Wednesday. So we are meeting this Thursday.
okay, great. And then mod settings. Any news from there?
Nothing news.
Is the group still active?
Yes, but I was busy the last 2 weeks, so I can get up and update it until next week, I think.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't misremembering. And documentation is complete. Okay, the decision log, support periods. So one question I had about this is, so it says waiting to hear back from other councils. PC approved it. Are we waiting for something from CC?
That was actually unclear. So we went back. Wayne and I actually had a little bit of a back and forth about this in the PC meeting. And it does not, there was no indication anywhere that we were going to reach out to community council about this at all.
That was my thought too, because I thought PC kind of owned it. So that's why I was curious. I think at one point there was concern that it would cause money to be spent, and therefore CC should at least know what was going on. Wayne?
Yeah, I mean, so I think Christy, we concluded pretty much that this might just be a typo. Right. And I would also think that if the CC doesn't know what's going on, I'm not sure how they don't. I mean, right, like it's been on the PC agenda for 2 or 3 weeks. There are liaisons between the councils. I would think the CC would be aware. And I don't think that they're at this point. We are not. We don't see a financial implication of this, do we? Right. There's no spend for it.
Right.
So.
Okay. So then, is there anything else that TC needs to do with this? I guess the status should get changed at this point.
Is there a recurring calendar update that needs to be made to make sure that we set the support period
So
when,
I was,
yeah.
yeah, I was wondering about that too. Because before we just had that kind of general document that the PC had. But can we just look at the OST for a second and see what's on there? Now I have to remember where everything ended up after the reorg. Okay, so here's our recurring calendar. Licensing added their stuff. And then where do we think OST ended up?
There is a shortcut. It's under shortcuts. I'm not sure where it actually lives, but it is there under short. Like, you move your art, there you go. Not content, just above
Oh,
content.
right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. Okay, so this just relates to. So where should this date go, I guess, is the question. Should it so far PC, right? Because this isn't about support status. Right, this is about OST status. So is the OST. Okay, I'm going to stop rambling. Do people have opinions about where the support period should be documented or how? Or do we think we need a bigger discussion for this? Alameda?
From my recollection, it seems the OST period and the support period is the same. But I'll let Julian speak specifically.
Julian?
Yeah, yes, exactly. When we decide on the OST things, then we also should make a statement about the support period. And later on, when there is a release pages, then we should also add the support period onto the release page so that people know, oh, this release has support until that date.
Okay. That makes sense to me. It'll be new to put the support period on the release page, so we'll have to work with Alexei on that, I think. Maccabee?
Two things on that last point, just my usual nitpick. Let's work with the release management stakeholders group on that, just because the burden shouldn't just be on Alexei, and we have the group for that. But on the previous point about Julian saying when we decide on the OST, which stage of the OST is the point at which we should be making that statement about the support periods, the draft or the active or what?
Well, when we decide on the Spring Boot version, we automatically mo decide on the support period. So this will be done at the same time.
So I think the question is that decided during the draft or is that not decided until it's accepted? Maccabee?
Yeah, I guess if I'm understanding Julian correctly, it would be that if during the draft OST we have a draft version of Spring Boot, then we have a draft support period date. And then as that becomes accepted, we would have an accepted support period date and so forth. Is that okay? I see Julian's thumbs up.
Okay. Will you be able to capture this process in the notes?
I'm doing my best.
Okay. And I see Craig's got an update from early adopters, just continuing to work on problems as they arise.
Yeah,
Though the
sorry I missed that period, the check-ins. I don't really have too much to report.
No problem. Thank you for the update, though. Okay. So we'll do our best to get that new process documented. Maybe once it's written down in the notes, we might want to add something to the recurring calendar that says include support period for when we do the OST so we don't forget. Okay. We're still waiting for a Trillium release date. I was not here last week, so I wasn't here for this security team visibility. Was there anything else we needed to do on this?
No,
Okay.
not yet.
All right. Okay. Well, that brings us to the environment variables. Do we want to go ahead and work on that, Alameda?
So I just remembered that there are some PRs for the module criteria that we need to create. So that has not been created yet, but we can. I made edits to the document
Okay.
as discussed the last time, so we can just conclude on that.
Do you want me to stop sharing and let you
Yes,
share?
yes. And we decide how we want to move forward with it, most likely with a decision record and all of that. Let me share my screen. No one can see it. And anyone can see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we've been going through this doc over some weeks. My memory is failing me a little bit. I know that we talked about observability requirements and took out some specific logging requirements. So I've updated the text to reflect that. Modules should log their configuration and startup at info level. Do not log sensitive info like passwords and API keys. So that satisfies the feedback from the security team regarding seeing counts of passwords or first or last few letters of API keys. And then enforcement. A lot of what we can have influence on would be on new module acceptance at this time. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm going to create a PR for the additional evaluation criteria regarding to environment variables. Well, I will add that then we can discuss that at the dedicated meeting. This is a no-brainer when it comes to existing modules. It's encouraged to add the standardized variables. The updates can happen whenever. Compliance means ha adding support for the standardized variables, but the existing ones can still exist. Can still accept the value and perform its function. And I believe we were good with keeping that language as is. We don't want to set any dates or milestones, I don't think we would be able to do that in the near term. So that is it with enforcement. So when I create the PR, we will discuss that specifically. I don't remember the specific point. So there were some notes that were added while we were going through this document, and I've changed the language to reflect that. So going from the top, here is a standardized list of prefixes. It is not the total, list of prefixes that is available, but ones that we've discovered and would like to align on. So if somebody creates a new environment variable that is ESURL, we can say, we rather use Elasticsearch URL because that's the pattern that has been listed. There are a bunch of comments on this doc. It would be good for the comment owners to resolve the comments. If the response is satisfactory, and if it is not satisfactory, we can talk about it at the dedicated discussion in the upcoming days. This one specifically is about defining what a special character is, and asking what that could look like in there. We discussed at length where to document the environment variables. We talked about using the module descriptors. We talked about adding new properties. And that is, yes, right here. So we're going to enhance the module descriptor to have required in there as well, together with a documentation. Somewhere in here, I listed the particular location of the new environment variable, but I cannot find it, and that should be something we should include in the doc. Wayne found a top level property in the module descriptor that we can use for documentation purposes, and that's where the automation tool will read from to create the envirs.md and the automation overall. So yeah, these three properties for each of the fields, we would like a description field to be set for each. Regarding required and optional, required should not have the module start without a sensible, especially when there are no sensible defaults that exist. It should just fail fast. We're not logging anything specific, or rather we're not being prescriptive of anything. And then optional values just use the documented default as exists. Empty strings for required variables should be treated as missing, and they should throw an error. We had decided on that at the last meeting. Migration touched on this a little bit. So existing modules, add support for the standardized one alongside the non-compliant ones that exists. And we would want the new variables, the standardized variables, to have precedence over the old one, especially if both are set. So this is saying if S3 URL and AWS URL are both set for some weird reason, we would use one versus the other. So that's it for the document itself. Please take a look at it from top to bottom. if there are additional information that we should add, please let's do that. Comment owners, please resolve your comments so that we can have a clean doc without open questions. And I'll be responsible for creating a PR for the module evaluation criteria. So the go forward path that I propose is that we have a decision record affirming affirming this doc, and then posting that to the relevant channels. Are there any other opinions on that? Okay. I'll take that as lazy consensus. So yeah, I think that's all I can show or talk about regarding this topic right now. Anything else? Yes, Wayne.
I just wanted to say that so I shared this document internally with some of our development team, and they're really, having this kind of formalized documentation is really helpful. It takes a lot of effort, and so thank you, Alameda, for putting in the effort to put together this really, it's really quite well organized, and easy to read. And lets developers know what they're expected to do. So, I just wanted to say thanks.
Thank you, Wayne. It's appreciated. All right. Yeah, we'll continue environment variable discussions at a dedicated discussion. Thank you.
Great. And I think that's all we had for today, unless anybody has anything else.
Just to clarify, Alameda, so on Wednesday, we are continuing that conversation.
That is correct.
Okay, got it.
Okay, thank you for all the good work, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Bye.
Thanks,
Okay.
guys.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Bye.